Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Liu, Seth Geist, John McTavish. How you guys doing?
Just cowboy riding out in the sunset.
It's good to have the band back together again, man. Feels like
shot
it's been
a
hot
by
minute.
June.
Oh. Yeah.
2 weeks.
Oh. Dude, it's been friggin' hot as hell down here. North Carolina studios.
All right. So today we are talking about the Caldwell Blind Man's Bluff Maduro. This is Trouble. Cigars are Robusto, 5-inch by 52. Comes out of the Tabacalera William Ventura factory in the Dominican Republic. Wrapper is Mexican San Andres. Binders from the Dominican Republic. Filler is Dominican Crojo, Dominican Double Lajero, and Nicaraguan Habano. Blended by Robert Caldwell. Price point is $10. And cigars released in June of 2021. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
So, hey guys, in the overall comments for this cigar, I wrote, this was trouble for my palate.
That's very clever. That's a good turn of phrase, Jim. I like it. Very clever.
Okay.
That's why you make the big bucks.
Correct. Zero, just like everybody else.
It looks like fall in that picture.
It does, yeah. We need some pumpkin spice.
I know,
spice
we did need a little pumpkin in there, man. It looks folly.
I'll throw a little PSL in the back next time. I actually liked the first third. I actually liked the first third quite a bit. It's just that it really deteriorated the last couple of thirds. So, you know, it was had this nice viscosity to it. Got a lot of cocoa, raw cedar. It had this like chalkiness. Got this like slightly like a bitter tea note, but in a good way. But as you know, the cigar went through. Complexities really took a big dive for me. There was a lot of this raw cedar dryness with the little hint of like bitterness attached. It's almost like, I don't know, people don't do this, but I just thought about you going into your humidor, your cedar line humidor, and just licking it over and over and over again.
If people don't do that, I don't think they're prepared to be cigar reviewers.
They don't go around licking a lot of stuff. They're not. You gotta develop your palate. I mean, that's how you do it.
DP, cool. Baby. It's a lifestyle. It's not a website. It's a lifestyle.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but overall, it was that.
Are you done, June?
Was it troubling for your palate, Seth?
You know, the first third, I'm gonna hold my comment towards the end because John's gonna love it. But you know, the first third was really a. It doesn't have a long finish, the cigar. At least I didn't find it did. It was very, very quick. So I described it as I felt like you get this flavor profile of like chocolate and wood and some spices and earth, and then it just vanished in the first third. And the only way I could think about describing it at the time was like when you buy one of those hollow Easter eggs that you get that chocolate flavor, but then there's just nothing because the egg's hollow. That's the only thing that came to mind at the time. Yeah. Thinking about that one.
So they usually have the yolk in the middle.
The hollow ones, not the Cadbury.
Oh, okay.
It was just lacking.
Must have been in Korea at the time.
Must have been. Second third was showing a little bit more pepper. And then the final third just went to really absolute shit. And it was just bad earth and minerals and spices and terrible. Medium strength and body. Until it went downhill.
All right, John, what was your experience like?
I mean, I liked it. I don't know, man. I tend to really like a lot of Robert's profile, like what he tends to blend for. I think kind of hits my palate really nicely. He walks around the flavor map and he does it in a pretty balanced and organized way, which I really appreciate. First third for me was a lot of bread, baking spices, cinnamon. A little bit of earthiness just to accent that. And then sort of in the bottom half of the first third, there's the bread and baking spices were just like perfectly together, which was fantastic. Second third was a lot of sweet syrup, bread, mild wood, little dry cedar, and again, little earth accents. So first third and second third to me were like really organized, really tasty. Unfortunately, the last third was kind of earth forward, and that earth forward kind of picked up. There was some citrus that kind of offset it, but yeah, the earth just kind of took over, and then there was some wood in there, and it was a little disharmonious. Construction was amazing, so no issues with the burn, no issues with the draw. You know, I enjoyed it, and to me, this is another one of the Caldwell blends that kind of fits my flavor profile that I enjoy. So I definitely smoke this again. Aaron, what about you?
I thought the cigar had a pretty consistent flavor profile throughout, focused around musty toasted wood, starting with baking spice that transitioned to black pepper, had some addition of dark earth. But I used this descriptor in a previous review that it was just a bit too basic. Overall dryness was there fairly early and kind of was kind of a bit of a detractor for me. Nothing really wrong with the cigar, just not anything that grabbed my attention. And it just wouldn't be something that I'd, you know, necessarily come back to. So, all right, let's get into the scores. We're going to start at the top with John at 6.82. June gave it a 6.10. I gave it a 5.40. And Seth gave it a 4.33. So, John, how'd that 6.82 match up for you?
I feel naked and exposed out in the front like that. But, you know, it matches up well. It was what was the price point on this?
$10.
Yeah, so it's about right. Good smoking time, good flavor profile. I mean, I think if you already like a lot of Caldwell's blending profile, that this is going to be a no-brainer for you.
All right, June, 6.10.
Oh, interesting. You say that, John, because I'm more like, give me the stuff that Caldwell used to do and bring it back.
Like the long live decaying Eastern Standard.
Yeah, like Eastern Standard, Anastasia, all of that.
I feel like this was derivative of that, but
no, I don't know. Maybe the weather was pretty shitty when he smoked it or something. I don't know. So it's totally average for me. So bring back the old stuff.
Yeah, my 5.4 matches up well. It was an average flavor profile throughout. Had a relight and a little wavy burn on that. But otherwise, you know, it's hitting around the mid-5 marks. All right, Seth, 4.33.
As I said to John at the beginning, I was going to say something that was going to rock his world. Listen, there was too much Dominican tobacco in this year, I swear.
What does that even mean? What does that even mean?
I'm like, man, this is just, I was like, I don't think I've ever smoked a Mexican San Andreas over Dominican tobacco and had it been this bad. I know that there's some Nicaraguan in there, but I'm with June. This is nothing compared with some of the earlier stuff he does. To me, it's like, I don't know. This is almost like an AJ Ventura blend.
Oh, wow. That's some serious, that's uncalled for.
Huh.
That's uncalled for.
It just doesn't seem like a Ventura blend. I mean,
I would agree. It doesn't seem like a Ventura blend, but I think that is a good thing. I think that's this elevates above what a lot of the stuff that's come out of Ventura, because again, I think Caldwell's approach to blending is just maybe what this is a Dominican blend for people who don't like Dominican blends.
This is like his Camacho factory unleashed. It smokes like nothing ever Camacho.
All right.
There you go.
Fair enough.
We should do a show about this, by the way, where we could do the whole, like, if one cigar fucked the other, you know, what it'll come out to be.
Oh, what would happen? Well, yeah, of course. Yeah. Just give us any names, and we'll give you, we'll get there.
Yeah, I assume this is like Ernesto Pre-Carrillo meets an AJ Fernandez, right? That's where you were going with this, Seth?
There you go. There's a good.
Yeah. We got to do it before Dojo steals our idea.
Yeah.
That's right. Eric, supposed Gringo Sensei.
What's he going to steal this idea about? Did he steal another idea?
Oh, well, he didn't. I'm just saying.
What about Dojo Chico? That's not a stolen
idea. I'm going to drink some Topo Chico. Dojo Chico.
I have no idea what's going on right now.
All right. You haven't seen the new Topo Chico cigar dojo?
The mineral water.
I don't have the
mineral water.
Oh, are we going to get into the mineral water again? Yeah, no. We don't have that.
We'll do this after hours.
We'll do this after hours. Yeah.
All right. If you just catch this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. We'll also check out a full written review on the website, developmentpals.com. Follow us on all the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one.
Smoke it.